Before I go into today's sermon, I'm reminded of a story of a young man who wanted to go into comedy. He had gotten an apartment, but things didn't really go well, and he was doing all he could do to get the rent to pay for a particular accommodation. And he had tried and tried and tried and tried. And one day he called his mom. I was like, I'm really struggling, and I'm really hoping that you could assist me with some cash. And she gave him the Bible. And she was like, when you've read the Bible, you come and meet me for the money. So he got pissed off, threw the Bible one side, and was still trying to hustle and fight and hustle and fight and hustle and fight. And one day he just said, let me just see what this woman is talking about. And he opened the Bible and he saw the checks for his house payment. So imagine if he had decided earlier that I'm going to open that Bible. Most of the stress he has already gone through, he wouldn't have gone through it. Do you know the same thing happens to us when God tells us, my child, read my word. And you tell him, but Lord, this is my situation. And he's saying, read my word. He's saying, Lord, this is my situation. Many times, if we really take out time to really study the word, we'll find out that the answers to what we are really looking for is actually there. Hallelujah. 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 You know, because of how we are built, because we see physically, our eyes are mostly focused on physical things. Sometimes we think that we have the ability in ourselves to guide ourselves, to lead ourselves in the right way, in the right path. But Prophet Jeremiah said this. He said, it is not in man to direct his steps. Because if you look at it carefully, some of the things that look like simple decisions can land people into trouble. Some things that look like simple decisions. Just think about it in your life. Sometimes people say that, oh, the Lord gave you brain so that you can give him rest. True. But do you know that sometimes some of the simple things that you think that your brain can handle can actually be more disastrous than you know? So God now tells us, I think the scripture should come up. God now tells us in Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5. I want us, we're going to read this together. In Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5. Why am I doing this? I'm doing this so that you understand the importance of God's word. Are you ready? Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5. Can we read 1, 2, 3, go? Okay. Verse 6. Verse 6. Hallelujah. So go back to verse 5. Verse 5. Look at this. Say, trust in the Lord with all. He didn't say with some. Say, with all thine heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding. Verse 6 now says, in all thy ways. In all thy ways. In all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Verse 7 now says this. Verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Hallelujah. You must decide within yourself that, Lord, I choose your way. I choose your path. I decide that if this is the word of God they are going to lead me to read, I'm going to read it. I will not lean on my own understanding. I will choose the way of the Lord. Say after me, I choose the way of the Lord. And that's why the Bible now says in Psalms chapter 1 from verse 2. That should be it. Psalms chapter 1 from verse 2. I think that should be up. Psalms chapter 1 from verse 2. Is it on your screen? Is it on your screen? It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate therein day and night. Right? Now, you might wonder, what's the connection between acknowledge him and his delight. The fact is, God wants you to begin to have a righteous delight towards him. One of the ways we acknowledge the Lord is that there will be such a delight in his ways. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you sure you are with me? Are you sure you are with me? Hallelujah. Listen, from what we read just not too long ago, he said, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He now tells you that you should lean not on your own understanding. Hallelujah. And tells you, in all your ways, acknowledge him. 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 And one of the things that happen to you when you begin to acknowledge the Lord is that there will be a delight that will happen in your soul. As you begin to acknowledge the Lord in everything you do, the response is that there will be a delight. And that delight will cause you to study and meditate on his word. Are you with me? And in that studying and meditation on his word, verse 3 of that Psalm 1 from verse 3 now says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he doeth, hallelujah. Maybe from all I've said, maybe you didn't get what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say. And I want you to pay close attention. You know, many people are so distracted. We live in an age that is a very distracted age. We are so disturbed about the things that concern us that we begin to lose sight of what is more important, which is God's word. Are you with me? So we begin to lose sight of what's important, which is God's word. You know, one of the days while I was studying, the Lord said something to me. He said this. He said, I want my people to prosper, but the greatest form of prosperity that I want is for their spirits to prosper. I want them to grow so much in the spirit that whatever they see outside is a reflection of what is on the inside. So, what does God want for you when he says you should acknowledge him? He should acknowledge him. That acknowledging will cause a delight to rise in your soul. When you begin to delight in the Lord and it begins to affect you on the inside, what happens is that whatever anybody seen on the outside is a reflection of that delighting in the Lord that is already happening on the inside. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? So, look at Jeremiah 15:16. Jeremiah chapter 15 from verse 16. We're building precedence for what we're going to. And I want you to pay attention. Jeremiah chapter 15 from verse 16. Are we there? Now look at this. It says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. I seen that. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Glory! Says thy words were found, and I did eat them. I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Hey! It was the joy, the rejoicing of my heart. Listen, there's a way the word of God can so inundate you, affect you on your inside, that the things that begin to come out is joy. You know, I'm trusting God that for those of us who have not experienced this, I'm trusting God that you begin to experience this. Listen. I don't know why I want to enter this, but I feel the Spirit of the Lord telling me this. You know, many times people come to church and they come to church to hear and go back. But do you know that the word of God is more powerful and more potent when you hear the word and you eat it? The word of God is more potent, is more powerful when you hear it and you begin to eat it. Now you found the word, because some people have come, you come to a congregation and the word is being taught. Now you found the word. Now begin to eat the word. Begin to eat the word. When your spirit becomes full of the word, the response of your spirit will be rejoicing. Hallelujah.
So many times when you are going through depression and you are wondering, I'm in pains, this is happening to me. Listen, just take more of the word. Receive more of the word. Take it in. Take it in more. More. See, there, you can never get to a point where you are excessively full of the word, or you cannot take any more of the word. Just keep taking it in. Keep taking it in. Keep taking it in. Keep taking it in. A time will come, the strength of the Lord will overwhelm you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a part I didn't read in that Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 5 to verse 8. But if you read from verse 8, I think the NLT, it says that the word, the wisdom, the understanding of God, it will give you strength to your body. It will give strength to your body. So maybe the reason why you are still struggling, maybe the reason why you are still going through the situations you are going through, is simply because you have not surrendered your heart, you've not surrendered your mind, you've not surrendered your all to the understanding of God. Maybe. And I trust the Lord, as we step or go deeper into this teaching, that your eyes will be opened to see much more in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What is the topic for today? Hallelujah! So we're looking at the people of the word. And there are two major instances or two major stories that help us to understand this topic, the people of the word. Let's start from here. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1. Are we there? Now look at this. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Verse 2. For 40 days and 40 nights he fasted and became very hungry. Go back to King James, please. King James. Okay? Verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Hold on. Wait. You know, as a normal logical thinking person, you will look at this and say, I can show forth my power. I can show forth my strength. I can lean on my own understanding. And he said, if I'm the Son of Man, I'm the Son of Man. I can do it right. And I can bring forth bread. But there's something you're not, that you may have missed if you don't read the whole thing. Now go to verse 4. Look at verse 4 now. It says, and he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So you might look at this and say, man shall not live by bread alone. You shall live by bread and sardine. Man shall not live by bread alone. Now, when he talks about bread, it can refer to many things. It can refer to your ability, your works, the things that you can do. Man shall not live by bread alone. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not. Lean not. Lean not. Why is this important? Because this month we're looking at the supernatural church. And the problem is that many people are looking for spectacular things and not really looking for supernatural things. The supernatural church will be a church that will first and foremost be hinged on the understanding of God's word. They will not live by their own understanding. They will live by the understanding of God and his word. So this is the foundation. This is how anyone who wants to walk in the supernatural, walk in the supernatural. Is the word. Jesus could turn that stone to bread. He could. But he said a man's life is not by his ability, by what he can do. A man's life is by the proceeding word of God. It's by what comes out of God's mouth that a man should do. So if you look at your life and you cannot see the steps that you've taken because of the scripture, there's something wrong. The scripture must alter you in such a way that it commands your affection, your attention to everything. Like the story I just gave at the start. Many times, many people can decide to live their life, use their normal brain and their normal imagination to do what they want to do because it looks right. It looks okay. But what has God said about it? What is God saying about it? Hallelujah. And what Jesus is also saying here, he's saying put premium on God's word. You must place premium. Say after me, I place premium on God's word. I place premium on God's word. And another event like this took place in the book of Luke. I think let's go to Luke chapter 10 from verse 38. Another event like this took place on placing premium on the word of God. Luke 10, 38. Luke chapter 10 from verse 38. Now look at this. It says, now it came to pass that as they went, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. 39. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet, and heard his word. Verse 40. Now look at this. Now, but Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Hold on. Now you can read this, or you can look at this, and it makes sense. Martha is stressed. Martha has gone through a lot. No, thank God this is not a Nigerian household. I will not talk. Let me stop there. At least by God's grace, I'm last born. So, you know, when you have elderly people ahead of you and you are watching TV, they can just... So, Martha just came in front of us like, Jesus, can you not see that I'm stressed? I'm tired. I'm working. And this person, this one that is here, just tell her, let's just stand up. Come and join me inside the kitchen. Look at verse 41. Verse 41. Now look at this. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. 42. But one thing is needful. Wait. You know, many times when we read the Bible, we are speed reading through the Bible. Look at this. It says, but one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good path which shall not be taken away from her. Hallelujah. 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 Listen. Many times people come to church. I wouldn't be shocked that Martha, maybe the kitchen was close to where Jesus was talking. And maybe she was there and she was cleaning. And maybe she could have heard some words of Jesus. But you know, her attention wasn't there. She was still trying to put things in order. Do you know that what she received and what Mary received are different? Why? Because she was disturbed about many things. She could have been washing and hearing what Jesus was saying. But her mind is like, okay, it's time to go to the market. Ah, okra 1,500. Vegetable 2,000. Maggi. Okay. Ah. Okay, let's put this in order. Do you know that this I just mentioned now, it happens in church. So you have two people who come to church. One person is receiving the word. Another person, okay, after I go to GRE, I need to see somebody. Oh, this pastor, in preaching, don't be long. Okay. There will be traffic here. If I pass like this, I will make it in time. Okay. You ask that person what you heard in church. The person tell you, oh, pastor preached about this. And you're like, okay, you heard something. Unknown to the person, he has missed a lot of things by not listening. Hallelujah. Ah, God. How many of us remember the teaching on the good ground? So, Martha most likely disturbed by a lot of things. The word of God may have come, but thorns, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, he choked, He choked the word. Take note of what Jesus said about Mary. He said that, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part. Listen, many people are choosing the wrong part. Will you choose a good part and decide to hear God's word? And look at what it says. It says, which shall not be taken away from her. Listen, the word of God is an asset that is not perishable. It can stay with you forever. Are you with me? The word of God is... See, you can lose money in the stock market. You can lose money in every single point. Inflation can run your money down. But listen, the word of God liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. So I want you to have a different perspective on the word of God. Decide that I place premium on the word. This is the fundamental for the supernatural church. If you will walk in the supernatural, you must be a man of the word. You must be a man of the word. Say after me, I'm a man of the word. And I walk in the supernatural. Let's make some steps forward. So how do you now build this world culture? Now that you know that the word is important for me to live the supernatural life, how do I build this world culture? How do I build this world culture? Number one, choose to place priority on the word. If you didn't get that, it's on your screen. Choose to place priority on the word. Choose is a decision. You must decide, I will place priority on the word of God. Hallelujah. Place priority on the word. I must place priority on the word. It must be a decision. You must decide to place priority on the word. Thank you, Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 16. Are we there? I think it's because of pastor that I saw this verse. I've read it before, but it says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Hey, listen, the word of God that you read is not a fable. We have not followed cunningly devised fable when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but who are eyewitnesses of his majesty. Hallelujah. Verse 17 says, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. Hey, God. Oh, God. Saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Verse 18. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. Now, you look at this. You read this. And they're like, wow. What an experience it would have been that Peter, James, John saw Jesus transfigured. It's an experience. In fact, I'm sure that people would pitch tents around it and say, the Jesus Transfiguration Ministry. I am the apostle of the transfiguration. I have seen into the realms. Have you seen Jesus being transfigured? That experience is powerful. But he says something more. 19. Now look at this. It says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Wait. After that experience you had, you are saying you have a more sure word of prophecy? Let's read on so that you understand better. It says, whereunto you do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart. Verse 20. Now look at it. It says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the what? No prophecy of the what? So the more sure word of prophecy actually is scripture. Are you with me? The more sure word of prophecy is the scripture. It is the scripture. Sometimes it's the scripture. So Peter is saying that, thank God for our experience of the transfiguration. Thank God for it, but we have a more sure word of prophecy. Listen, as a believer, the word of God must dictate your experiences. So if something happened to you, and in your dream or whatever, you felt like something happened, and if the word of God does not correlate with it, listen, discard it. Why? Because you have a more sure word of prophecy. You have a more sure. If he said we have a higher level, that's great. Said we have a more sure word of prophecy. If you said we have a sure word of prophecy, that's great. He's telling you that you can trust the Bible. He's saying place priority on the word. Many times people are looking for the spectacular when the supernatural is just very close to them. The word of God is close to you. Listen, go back to that verse 19. Look at this. He says, oh, thank you, Lord. He says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Hallelujah. As the light that shineth in a dark place. As a light that shineth in a dark place. Listen, the word of God has the ability to direct your path. He has the ability to lead you in the right path. He can take you to where you are supposed to be. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And the light unto my path. Praise God. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 16. I know we're reading a lot of scriptures. But listen. If you be solid in this day that we live in, you must have the Bible close to you. If you be solid. A lot of things have gone haywire. I think during CLC, I showed Pastor a video. When I mentioned it to some people, they didn't believe me. Somebody was teaching the God who worships us. You see this Bible, you have to hold it. Especially in the days we live in. You must read the Bible more now than ever before. Hallelujah. Has somebody ever, I don't know if you experience it, if you go for evangelism, more experience it, somebody will bring a scripture to try to bamboozle you. Then when you now go back to the scripture, like, what's wrong with this person now? The answer is here. Like, it's literally here. After I'm a student of the word. After I'm a student of the word. Now, join 16 and 17 together. Now, look at this. He says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is what? Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Join 16 and 17 together. Join 16 and 17 together. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah. Now, it says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for learning, for teaching. I can learn from the Bible. For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So you are wondering now, where do I go? How do I do this? How do I live out the fullness of the Christian life? It's in the Bible. Instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last month, we looked at grace. And how by God's grace, we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But the Bible, the Word of God, shows us the instructions on how to live in righteousness. And when that happens, it says that the man of God, I know somebody, when they say emoji, sir, they think it's just for the pastors. No, sir, we are men of God. We are men of God. We are the representatives of God on the earth. We are men of God. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hallelujah. Praise God. Satan, may I place priority on the word? Satan, may I place priority on the word? Number two, how do we build our world culture? Say after me, read the word. 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 Yay! Say after me, I read the word. I pay attention to the word. Now, listen to this. Isaiah 34:16. Pay attention. Pay rapt attention. Okay, now look at this. He said, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and what? And what? And what? Listen. Ah, God. Many people are looking for grandiose experiences or grandiose things. Do you know that if you just take out your time to read the Word of God, I'm not saying look at the Greek and Hebrew. I say just read. Your life will not remain the same. I'm telling you that there's no way you'd have gone through the Bible and you will not tell me that something, you didn't experience something in that your reading of the Bible. There's no way. Now look at it. He says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord. Seek ye out and read. And read. And read. And read. Many people don't pay attention to just the reading of the word. Listen, decide today, I will be a person that reads the word. I will be a person that reads the word. Don't just have a Bible sitting on your desk and it's just there for decoration. Or when somebody comes, you're like, oh, I was just having some time on Sunday. Don't lie to yourself. You are not reading. Open your Bible and read. But look at this. He says, no one of these shall fail. Hallelujah. So the word of God is powerful. Listen, you can have access to nuclear weapons, to dynamite, and not know. Except you've read about it and find out. Are you with me? So read the Bible. Read the word. Pay attention to the word. Say after me, I read the word. Say after me, I read the word. Say after me, I read the word. Hallelujah. Number three. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. Now, let's go back to that Luke chapter 10, verse 39. Now, look at it. It says, and she had a sister called Mary. This was the story we read at the start, right? And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And heard his word. And heard his word. The reason why she heard it is because she was listening. Let me give you more proof. James chapter 1 verse 22. James chapter 1 from verse 22. Now, look at this. He says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. 23. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, Pay attention to what I'm about to say. I didn't even know that we're looking at the people of the world. On Monday, while I was trying to study, the Lord has told me, look at the word meditate. And while I was looking at the word meditate, I found out something. Listen, I found out something. The person who meditates on the word will eventually get into a place of doing. Didn't get it. Take out your time and search for the word meditate. Just search for the word on your Bible, this is, search for it, meditate. You'll find out that most of the instances where the word meditate was used, and it was used with the word of God and the laws of God, there was always going to be an outward expression. Listen, many people, when they look at the word of God, they look at it, just read it, and don't pay attention. Are you with me? If you would only pay attention and listen to the word, something will begin to happen to you on your inside. Paul said this, says, meditate upon these things and give thyself wholly. So the meditation will cause you to begin to give yourself wholly unto it. Are you with me? So the more you listen to the word, how you listen to the word? Take out time to meditate on it. So, how do I know that you've gotten what I've said? Is that when you heard it, you begin to ruminate on it in your heart. As you begin to ruminate on it in your heart, the Lord will begin to give you instructions and directions on what to do with that word. Sir, there are many people who, I can just come to the stage now and just say, I work in health. I live in health. This is who I am. And somebody else can say it and might not understand the basis for why I say it. There's what the word of God can do inside you, on your inside. There's what the word of God can do within you. It can begin to direct your path. If only you would listen to the word. Hallelujah. 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 Read that verse we just read. Many people just, they see themselves in the word of God. They just look at themselves and they see themselves in the word of God. And because they've not really paid attention to it, you're just looking at themselves and they go away. You are saying that God has called you his righteousness. What are you doing with it? Hallelujah. Okay, let's just move forward for the sake of time. Number four, do the word. Say after me, I'll do the word. Say after me, I will do the word. Let's continue from here. So, James chapter 1, go back to verse 22. So, do the word. Go back to 22. Go back to verse 22. James chapter 1 from verse 22. James 1, 22. Same thing we read before. Look at it. So, okay. So, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. 25. He says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Glory! Glory! Listen, so it's a process. You must first and foremost place priority on the word. Once you place priority on the word, read the word. After reading the word, take time to listen and meditate on the word. Take out time to listen and meditate. And when that happens, begin to do the word. Hallelujah. You must begin to allow the word of God to find free expression in your spirit. And as the Lord is leading you to do it, do it. Many times what happens is that the word of God is coming to somebody. They've ruminated on it. It's coming. The word is now leading them to do something. Now they decide that they won't do it. And they wonder why the blessings of the word does not happen. You are reading the Bible. You are studying the Bible. And next thing, the Lord is leading you to do something from the Word of God. And after you've been led about it, you say, I won't do it. Many times you read a part of the Bible and the response in your spirit is go out and evangelize. That response in your spirit, the more you do it and respond, the Bible says his blessing is deep. See, before the things in your spirit begins to find full expression on the outside, you must give it a channel to come out. The doing of the word is the channel. The word of God must first enter into your heart. As it enters into your heart, there must be a means by which, when that word has fully germinated, there must be a means by which it comes out. Look at that thing. It says, for whosoever, now look at this, for whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, look at this, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Are you not seeing what we listed just written here? Oh, are you not seeing what we listed just written here? So, the second one was what? Read the word, right? What? Read the word, right? It says, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. The second one is listen to the word and continue daring. The third one, listen to the word, right? Continue daring, not being a forgetful hearer. The fourth one is do the word. But a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, if you want the riches of your spirit to begin to influence and affect the things around you, don't just leave it stored up. Many people have stored up mansions within them that is not showing forth. Listen, begin to do the word. Begin to do the word. Tell me, I will do the word. Tell me, I will do the word. Finally, speak the word. Finally, speak the word. Oh, Karamande Sefene. Give me Joshua chapter 1 from verse 8. Speak the word. You've read the word. You've listened to the word. You are doing the word. You've placed priority on the word. Now, speak the word. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 8. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak it. Speak the word. Say after me, I'm a person of the word. Say after me, I'm a person of the word. Say after me, I'm a person of the word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Now look at this. It says, this book of the law shall not what? Shall not what? But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That thou mayest observe to do the things according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah. Listen, oh my God. He says, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Speak the word, sir. Hey, kaparada basididis. Learn to speak the word to situations. When the word of God begins to work on your inside, it's beginning to work. You are feeling it working. Hey, how many of you have ever had that experience where you've read the Bible, you prayed, and you felt like something was welling up? You felt something welling up. Don't hold it inside. Speak. Oh, God. Or you are reading the Bible and you are feeling like what you cannot contain what is coming at you. You are feeling that joy, that power surging through you. Begin to speak. At those times, you can set your life in order. You can put your life in order. Oh, God. You can put your life in order. Listen, the word of God can put my life in order. The word of God can construct my life back into order. No matter how scattered my life is, the word of God can arrange my life, put it back to order in the way. In fact, it will make it more beautiful than it once was. Are you with me? Oh, kaparadadas. Bring back that verse. Bring it back. Bring it back. Oh, the book of the law shall not depart. Don't let it go out of your mouth. Even though it looks like it's not working, keep saying it. But thou shalt meditate on it. So as you are speaking, just keep on. Just keep on. Just keep on. Just keep on. Listen, now you may not have understood. It says that thou shalt observe to do according to all that is written therein. It says, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and thou shalt have good success. The question now is, how is this speaking correlating to good success? The word of God has the ability to restructure you. Listen to what I'm about to say. A man who takes time to study the word of God and yields to the word of God, a time comes, hear what I'm about to say, he's structured in such a way that the only thing he can do is God's will. Hey, God. If a man pays priority on God's word, if a man would take due diligence to read the word, if a man would take due diligence to listen to sermons, messages, would take time to listen to the word of God, would take time to do the word and speak the word. Listen, I'm telling you something that I know that is true. What will begin to happen is that the things that you think, you're looking at it and you're like, ah, okay, this move looks normal. The Holy Spirit telling you go like this. You're going like this. The Holy Spirit telling you go like this. You're going like this. You are feeling the word of God begin to command your attention. A time will come. You'll be walking into miracles like, ah, God, are you with me? Are you sure you are with me? Listen, I pray for you. I pray for you that your hunger for the word of God grows stronger. That your hunger for the word of God grows stronger. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say after me, I'm a person of the word. Say after me, I'm a person of the word. Say after me, I'm a person of the word. This, her glory! Shout glory! Listen, this is so important. If you lose this, if you lose this, you have lost the greatest thing. The word of God is so important. Many people pray. I'm not saying prayer is not important. Prayer is very important. But do you know that many times when you are praying, your spirit is searching on the inside to find what you used to fight with?
Oh, God.
Have you ever been praying and scriptures that you've never heard or scriptures you've read in a long time before, it just begins to come out? Listen, decide this month, I will spend time in the word of God in prayer. I must spend time. And I must allow the depth of my spirit begin to show forth. Listen, God's word can change your life. God's word can shape your life. Hallelujah. 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 Come rise up on our feet. Have you been blessed? Are you sure you have been blessed? Shout glory! Right now, just say, Lord, I receive renewed hunger for the word. I receive renewed hunger for the word. I receive renewed hunger. Somebody pray right now. Masete keperete toria samanai. Ko shete teke.